Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Libby.
And I'm Sheena.
And this is a new edition. We hope you followed us through the Rubberneckin' podcast, which is still going on every other week. But now, you'll have something to listen to every week. This is a new edition, the Starring Elvis Presley podcast, where we're going to go through all of his movies.
Yes, we're going to cover one movie per episode, starting with Love Me Tender.
Number one.
Yes, we're going to go through and watch every single Elvis movie ever made.
That's right.
There's only 33. There's not that many.
Yeah, and so I've seen a few, but I haven't seen all of them.
Right, and I'm the same way. So this is a fabulous way for us to learn even more about Elvis and sort of watch his career sort of flourish in movies. It's really cool. He's the king of rock and roll, and he's the king of movies, too.
So. That's right. So, and I'm really excited about watching it in chronological order, so you can actually see him, you know, develop his craft.
Exactly.
If you will. Okay, so in this movie, in Love Me Tender, he plays Clint Reno of the four Reno brothers.
Right, and which is a fun fact to know and tell. I know I'm skipping ahead to trivia, but the Reno brothers were actually real people. Not really. Like,
so it's not, is it a stretch to say it was based on a true story?
Yeah, kind of. There was a Reno gang. They do play characters with the last name Reno, but it does not follow the actual story of the Reno brothers, the Reno gang. However, he does play, Clint Reno.
So give us some background. Sheena has written the best blog that tells you any and everything you need to know about Love Me Tender, the movie, and even some more after that.
I mean, I really sort of focused on how the movie got made, which was, you know, talking about his screen tests and stuff like that. We won't go into that. You can read that on the blog. But this movie was directed by Robert D. Webb. And the reason that we're talking about this movie right now is it's actually the 60th anniversary. The movie premiered in New York City on November 15th, 1956.
Wow.
And then it had its national... It went national November 21st.
This week, 60 years ago.
Kind of crazy. So the movie is a Western, and the fun thing is that, you know, I think a lot of fans didn't maybe know what to expect with an Elvis movie, but they just wanted to see an Elvis movie.
Yeah.
And so it was a hit at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
The fans went, the company made their money back. It was great in that respect. The critics maybe weren't quite so nice about it, but hey, who agrees with the critics all the time,
right? I can imagine that. You know, if you're a critic, a film critic, and you've been in this business for however many years, and then Elvis Presley comes on and kind of steals the show, you're going to be hard on him.
Yeah,
I'm imagining. So, but yeah, I was actually we did the Graceland beat this past week, and Argo had a really fun story about that because it was this week in Elvis history that it was premiered, and so we talked about that for a minute. And he said that he read somewhere that there were so many truancy officers at the premiere because they expected all these girls to skip school and go see the movie. And he said they were kind of disappointed because, yes, there were lots of kids, lots of young girls, but they were brought by their moms. So the truancy officers couldn't do anything. They were like, oh, you should be at school, but, you know, your mom's here, so your mom took you.
Right, and I've heard that, too. I've heard that you really couldn't hear any dialogue or any of the action because fans were screaming. I mean,
this
is going to be sort of like seeing an Elvis concert without actually going to an Elvis concert because he couldn't be everywhere. He was a lot of places in 1956, but, you know, this was a way for fans everywhere to see him. And,
you know, what's so funny that you mentioned... it's kind of like seeing an Elvis concert, but it's kind of like it's starting 20 minutes late. Because watching this movie, y'all, Elvis doesn't come onto the scene until like 20 minutes. I think it's
18
minute 18.
Minutes. Yeah, we clocked that, actually.
We clocked it. We were curious. 18:38. So, yeah, nearly 20 minutes of that movie doesn't even have Elvis in it. So it's giving you all this backstory and, you know, insight into that family.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And you sort of... for it to be a 90-minute movie, almost a third of it doesn't have Elvis. But when he does come on, he makes, obviously, a splash.
I can only imagine what that theater would sound like.
I can't imagine.
At minute 18.
Which was really cool then, because then you have two musical numbers where Elvis is really showing off and just being natural and being fabulous. Which he was great in this movie. I really enjoyed his performance in this. But yeah, it's just sort of cool to see him up against these major movie stars, like you have Deborah Padgett and Richard Egan, who do a fabulous job.
Yeah.
And see him sort of take on a very dramatic role. He's very dramatic in this.
For sure. There's lots of... no, I'm not tough on Elvis, y'all. But there's a moment... And y'all, this is full of spoilers. So we're going to talk about the whole movie. So when y'all can track us, make sure you watch the movie when we do too, so we can all talk about it and think about it together. But there's a moment where Richard Egan's character is shot, and you see him kind of act that out. And then, like, a few seconds later, Elvis's character is shot.
Spoiler alert.
I know, spoiler alert. And then, but you can see the difference in how those two men acted out. And I don't know how old Richard Egan is, but he's a seasoned actor. Mm-hmm, and you can kind of tell that he's a seasoned actor, and this is Elvis's first everything, first movie, first on camera everything, first time being shot on camera, and how he acts it out as opposed to Richard Egan. So, but it's really interesting, and I can't wait to see how he furthers his career.
I did think his death scene, spoiler alert, he does die.
I know, y'all.
I did think his death scene was played really well. And that's a funny thing, too, is that, you know, Elvis's fans were spoiled on the end of the movie. They heard he was going to die, and they protested. And that's why we have that superimposed image of Elvis at the end singing Love Me Tender, because the fans couldn't stand it. And so the studio thought that would sort of appease everyone.
Which I don't understand if that would. I mean,
I don't
he still
think it
died.
Does. He still dies. It's still a tragedy.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the movie. Let's talk about more about the plot.
Okay.
So at the very end, I'm just going to tell you I'm not a huge fan of, what kind of bothered me. You get some closure at the end, but I feel like you're at the end because there's such heightened drama, and then the very, very end is kind of rushed through. So
we don't know if Vance and Kathy end up together. We don't know
if the bad guy is really caught, or if the Reno brothers are vindicated.
Right.
So I think maybe they intentionally did that, and they just wanted to end. Oh, I wonder if they just wanted to end on Elvis's shining moment, like his scene, and they didn't really care to wrap it up because he was, you know, late to the game there. If they were like, let's just end it here.
Maybe so. Hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of action in this. I mean, it starts out with a train robbery. It starts out with, and then it goes into, you know, this very passionate love triangle between Elvis's character, Clint, his brother Vance, and Kathy, who Vance was in love with, who married Elvis's character, Clint.
Who's now married to Clint Reno, brother
Drama!
Clint. Yeah, that's right. So it starts in April 1865.
Right.
The Reno brothers, Confederate troop, don't know it's the end of the war. They don't know it's ended. And so they're carrying out orders to rob a Union payroll, which they do. And then they find out that it was the end of the war, or the war's over already, but they keep the money.
Right.
Because it's spoils of war.
It's no longer a war crime, but it's still, you know...
It's a gray line.
Hey, don't rob people.
Yeah.
That's sort of our lesson here.
Never pays.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stay in school, kids. But, so that's the part of the movie. And then they come home, and in minute 18, they surprise their mom. Hey, we're alive. Oh, that's what it is. They think that all of their brothers are dead and that they've died. So they come home to surprise their family, expecting a warm welcome, which they do get, but it's a little tainted because it's a little confusing because Clint is like, hey, I'm happy you're here, but also you should know I stole your girl and she's my wife now.
Yes. Has been for 3 months.
Yes, for 3 months. Oh, which is another thing that I'm curious about. So he says, hey, I'm happy you're home, Vance. Love you, brother. But, you know, we've been married for 3 months. So my question, we thought you were dead. So my question is, how long in this alternate universe where movies actually are real, how long did they think that he was dead until,
before they decided to get married?
Before they were like, yeah, let's just call this and get hitched.
And, you know, Mama Reno. I don't know that I remember her name. Sorry.
I don't know either.
She says, you know, we've always wanted Kathy as part of the family.
Yeah.
So I get the feeling.
And they said that they waited for 4 years.
Right.
So maybe they were courting or together for 4 years.
Yeah, so I don't know. That does make me wonder. But either way, he stole his brother's girl. Whoops.
That's right. Yeah. So, in the midst of all this love triangle, they're trying to make things do because it's post-Civil War in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a family trying to rebuild and stay together in the old home place and their mm-hmm. property. So they're all staying on the same roof. Well, I can imagine that's a little bit difficult if you're involved in a love triangle with your brother.
Yes.
So, they're going to this school raising. It's kind of like a fair to raise money for a school. And then some union, now federal agents mm-hmm. roll up. We think you stole our money. Come with us. His old gang busts him out of the train. And so then we go into a deeper, more Western, more classic right. Western dilemmas.
Right.
Which are, you know, good versus evil, or like, what right. should we do with this money? How are we going to turn this in? And, you know, I'm trying to convince my old buddies to let us go. And mm-hmm. so, there's a lot of drama with that too. And I was kind of surprised that it wasn't what so many people typically see, or think that they would typically see in Elvis movies, which is like a, kiss a girl, sing a song, fight, throw a punch.
That's the cliche.
That, whatever rotation
is,
that
this
is.
This is very dramatic. This was a,
it was not I, like
I,
that
I
at
really
all.
I really enjoyed it, yeah. And I think what's cool, too, is, of course, you want to have an Elvis movie where Elvis sings a song. You know?
Right.
But even his musical numbers felt natural in this movie. Like, I would imagine at the end of the night, when everyone's sort of chilling and hanging out around the house, of course someone's going to bring out a guitar and sing a mm-hmm. couple songs. Like, that felt natural
to me. They
didn't
have TV.
Right. So what else do you want to do? Yeah. And then later, he performs at the school fundraiser. And that, too, felt natural. I did wonder, you know, Elvis is full dance mode in this, as he was on a lot of those television specials or television appearances that he made in 56 that raised quite a ruckus. If you know, the censors and the parents and everybody in 1956 was a little opposed to that, what did they think in 1856?
Yeah.
Not 1865. Thank you. You know, I just but I was like, hey, it's a movie. It's a movie. He can get away with whatever he wants.
That's
he's
right.
Elvis.
Those
it's cool.
legs and hips were yeah, they were on their A game.
It's such classic Elvis. It's so young Elvis. I mean, he was 21 when he made this. So
yeah.
It's really cool to see him being so young and just doing what he loves to do. So
yeah, and this, y'all, this is his first movie, so we all anticipate him, or we all imagine him coming back to Graceland, I think, after this.
Right.
But this was Audubon Drive time.
Right, he was still living at Audubon, and it's really cool to think about how, in 56, and we've written about this on the blog quite a bit, he mm-hmm. did so much in 56. He mm-hmm. released his first album, he did all these tours, he made all these television appearances, made his first movie, all at Audubon Drive. He didn't move into Graceland until the next spring.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
It's so crazy to think about him just going home to just a normal sort of house, like a lot of other people.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I'm a native Memphian, and the house that I grew up in and the house that I live in now are also in East Memphis. Not in the same neighborhood as Audubon Drive is, but it's about 6 or 7 minutes away.
Right.
I live about 6 or 7 minutes away from Elvis's former home. So, but it's crazy to think, you know, you could just leave your typical East Memphis house and just go off to LA or wherever or on location and shoot a movie and then come back.
Or if you were his neighbor in 56, you're walking your dog in the neighborhood and, oh, there's the king of rock and roll.
I know,
and
right there.
Who just made his first movie.
I know,
you know, it's
crazy.
So, it's so neat.
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. All right, so let's move on to trivia. How much trivia do we have for this movie?
We have some trivia. The original title for this movie was The Reno Brothers, which, shocker, that fits very well, actually.
Yeah,
because
it's a little
really
more
all of the drama centers around the brothers. I mm-hmm. mean, it does also involve Kathy as well, but, you know,
it's
Kathy the brothers.
Kathy did not get a line until, I don't know how many minutes she was on screen, but she didn't have any speaking lines for a long time,
I noticed. Not for a while, yeah. I was kind of surprised. You would think she would have had, and she did have plenty to say about sort of her predicament.
Yeah, but, eventually she did.
Yeah. Anyway, they changed the movie the movie title from The Reno Brothers to Love Me Tender mm-hmm. when advance sales for the Love Me Tender single passed the million mark. get out of here.
Which
kind of
makes sense.
Yeah,
kinda
of course.
Makes sense.
You want to capitalize on that.
Yeah, definitely. And Love Me Tender was based on an 1861 ballet called Aura Lee that was a popular song during the Civil War, which is kind of cool. Makes it seem a little more authentic.
Oh, for sure.
Neville Brand is the actor who plays the guy who shoots and kills Elvis's character, Clint.
Oh, Neville Brand makes me mad. He's the one that I really want closure with. I'm like,
right.
Okay, I can imagine Vance and Kathy getting back together and people mourning Clint, but I'm like, man, I want that guy to get
yes.
held accountable for.
Yes. Well, here's the cool thing about him. He was a highly decorated GI in World War II, which is very
That's
cool.
That's crazy.
One of our great veterans.
And a good villain in the movie.
Good villain, yeah. He did a good job.
Or maybe an antagonist. He's not too much of a villain. Just,
yeah, there we go.
You're unhappy with him.
Love Me Tender was not just the first Elvis movie, but it was the first Elvis movie to be broadcast on television on December 11th, 1963. So if you couldn't make it to the theater, yeah, you saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And, of course, too, we were talking earlier about the reception. As I said, the critics, you know, hey, whatever, they're critics. The fans loved it. And it actually came in second to the movie Giant, which is interesting to me because that's James Dean's last movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Elvis was such a big James Dean fan.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I'm wondering what he was thinking then.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
having lost,
second place to,
yeah, having
to James
lost
Dean.
One of his idols
yeah.
and then his movie getting so close to that.
Yeah, and I think, too, we've had a lot of fun this year with our Elvis for President campaign, and I know Colonel, when they were out promoting this movie, gave away some Elvis for President buttons and stickers
just
and stuff,
like us.
Just like we did
here at Graceland
back in the day, which is really cool. But, yeah, and, too, this movie was shot, I feel like, relatively quickly, shot and released relatively quickly. He filmed it August 21st or 22nd, I believe. My numbers are getting wrong.
Wow.
I need to look at the blog. Through September 21st, so a month. And then it was released in November.
Oh,
like,
my
how quick
gosh.
Is that? It's so quick.
That would never happen now.
I wouldn't think so
also,
unless it was another sort of, I would imagine the only way they would do such a quick turnaround is if there was another Elvis-like star, which I can't
mm-hmm.
really imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because nowadays, I think movies are filmed, like, years in advance.
Right.
So that they can market it and use all that footage that they...
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, I guess Elvis is Elvis. You can't.
Exactly.
You don't have to rely on marketing that much.
No.
Yeah.
Not when you're selling Elvis. He is, I mean, everyone, it's like we were saying earlier with the girls showing
mm-hmm.
up and screaming. You just want to go see him.
Yeah.
You don't care what
matter.
The plot line is. It is a good plot line, but it's
yes.
almost just like,
I did
you just
like the plot
see
line.
Him.
I was very invested.
You want to see him on the big screen. They had not done that yet, so it was really cool.
That's right. I think that wraps it up for the first
yeah.
podcast in this new series.
Yeah.
So if you want to learn more about Elvis's movies, we have a special place at Graceland. You can check them all out.
Yes, it's our VIP exhibit. It is Elvis in Hollywood, from teen idol to leading man. You can see everything from scripts to posters to movie costumes, a little bit of everything, and you can really sort of delve deep into Elvis's film
awards.
Career. Yes,
we've
awards
got some awards
too.
There too. Yes.
Very cool ones too.
Yeah, so y'all have to come to Memphis and check it out, and every week tune in for not just the Rubberneckin' podcast now, but for the new podcast starring Elvis Presley. Me and Sheena are going to go in depth every single movie chronologically. You can
yeah.
go, you can listen with us.
Yeah, and so in 2 weeks we'll be back with Loving You. So if you want to follow along with us, pop in your DVD of Loving You. We'll
That's
be back
right.
in 2 weeks.
Bye. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks.